Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today. And I'd like to just continue on. Now, before I do that, though, I just feel the Lord wants me to pray for a moment for those that are listening. You need to be refreshed in your spirit to feel the presence of the Lord so the Word of God can minister to you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every listener. Lord, there are some that are really tired, not just from the day's activities, but tired and weary from the battle. Lord, You understand. Lord, you walked the shores of Galilee. There were times you were so tired, you fell asleep in the boat. Even the tossing of the boat and the wind and the waves didn't waken you. Lord, you know what it is to be weary. Lord, you were tested and tempted in all ways that we are. And so, Lord, I thank you for your mercy and compassion. And Lord, right now, everyone in every area of need, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and circumstantially, it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father, I ask in your great compassions, which fail not your faithfulness, Lord. Every night we can contemplate and meditate upon it, and your loving kindness in the morning. We thank you for that, Lord, and we ask that you would just meet every need. And Lord, uplift and refresh, strengthen and encourage your beloved in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Praise God. It really is a blessing and a joy to be able to minister to you and whatever the Holy Spirit wants. I just trust Him. I believe that He leads and guides to bring just the right word that will be something that will be a key to open doors in your spiritual life, in the circumstances you may be in. And we've been talking about all things are become new. That's what 2 Corinthians says. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And much of our growth, in fact, all of our growth, I believe, in the things of God is discovering, in fact, that really all things are new. New ways of thinking, new ways of acting, new ways of reacting. So often we just get in habit patterns of, you know, the years that we've spent in the world. We just react and they're just habitual. Well, God has new ways for us. We are literally new creatures. And once we've accepted Jesus, then we have, there's things that start to occur. And so that's what I want to look at today and share with you. What does the new birth produce in us? Once we are a new creature, what are the things that go on? What changes can we expect? Well, one of the first things I'd like to share is a hatred of sin. 1 John 3:9 says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, for he is born of God." Beloved, as children of God, as we begin to appreciate and love the Lord for all that He did for us, our Heavenly Father for willing to part with Jesus to allow Him to endure all that He did in His earthly life, the 33 years or so that He was on this physical earth. And what Jesus went through, it fills us, there's such a love in our hearts for what He has done for us. And beloved, with that, it produces a hatred of sin. Not the sinner. Unfortunately, there are many with religious spirits, and they're just, you know, they're hardly a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. We hate sin, but we love the sinner because we were all sinners. Is that not right? Lord, if you should mark iniquities, who would stand? Not one of us. Every one of us have had the precious blood of Jesus cleanse us from sin and unrighteousness if we've accepted the Lord into our hearts and lives. So there is a hatred of sin. And let me share a passage the Lord just quickened in Psalm 139, verses 19 through 22. This is David speaking. And he's talking about how precious are the sum of God's thoughts, how great is the sum of them. And then he goes just to another thought completely in verse 19, and he says, "Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly." They're speaking against God. So many like that today. "And thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." And of course, if we take that in view of the whole counsel of God, we understand it's a hatred of sin, not the sinner, because they don't know what they do. Isn't that what Jesus said? I mean, the wicked men that crucified him, not just the Romans, but the Jews, they were responsible. They cried out, we don't want Barabbas, give us Jesus, crucify him. You know, they wanted to see his blood poured out, and they saw it. And the Lord said, "You will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord." Hallelujah. So the new birth produces in us a hatred of sin and then a knowledge of God. Not only an understanding, all of a sudden you can read the Word of God and it starts making sense, but also a knowledge of the Lord by the Spirit of God ministering to us. He shows us his ways. Jeremiah 24:7 says, "And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart." Isn't that beautiful? And then we delight in God's law. Romans 7:22 says, "For I delight," Paul says, "in the law of God after the inward man." Psalm says, "I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart." And it also produces a likeness to Christ. That's the whole point, because we're going to be together for all eternity, and heaven would not be heaven unless we all were on the same page, and that is that we live in a constant state of joy and love and peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of heaven, beloved. So we delight in God's law. There's a likeness to Christ. Let me share some scriptures with you. Romans 8:29 says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be," that's Jesus, "the firstborn among many brethren." 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we, you and I, beloved, all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Praise God. You know, the Lord gave Brother Glass that name, Unveil Christ Ministries. Not only he preached the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ, who he was, and that ministry, that message has continued on even though he's gone home, as we learn to unveil Christ in us, the new creature. He dwells within us, and that we are the body of Christ. We are unveiling to the world this great and mighty God whom we serve. 1 John 3:2 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be." We don't know what it's going to be like, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, beloved, I don't care how bad you feel today. I don't care how how heavy your heart may be. The Lord says in his word, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that God has prepared for those that love him." Oh, we Paul said this present light affliction. And look at all that he went through. You know, how many times shipwrecked, beaten with rods, stoned till he was dead. It says that he went up to heaven. We can't even compare the things we go through to what the Apostle Paul went through. And he says these are just light afflictions. Why? Because he had a perspective of eternity. And beloved, that's what the Holy Spirit wants you and I to have, to live our day-to-day, ordinary, normal lives with an eternal perspective, to remember that we are already seated in heavenly places. And because of that, because of what Jesus did, he triumphed openly over all the works of darkness. We are more than conquerors in him. We are we're victors through what Jesus accomplished. We have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Listen to this powerful scripture in 1 John 5:4, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this, you want to know what it is? Well, I'll share this wonderful, it's not a secret because it's there for all to read in 1 John 5:4. "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Praise God forevermore. So beloved, this is a time, I don't care where you are, I don't care how young you are in the Lord, I don't care how old you are, you might be in your 80s, going on your 90s, doesn't matter, beloved, this is a time of new beginnings. He makes all things new. You know, I've taken the time to share with you the beautiful promises of the experiences that take place in our lives when we become a new creature in him. However, after salvation, there's a continuing, ongoing work of renewal. There's strength for the weary warriors in the way. There's refreshing for us no matter where we might find ourselves today. No matter what situations you're in right now, brother and sister, God wants you to remember the joy you had when you were first saved. God wants you to continue and walk in that same kind of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, as I've thought about it, and believe, I'm not speaking from a high place. I have been so, as Brother Glass would say, in the Molly Groves of despair at times. But one of the reasons we get burned out, it's not really because of the battles, but it's how we respond to them. And also how we avail ourselves of the promises of God for our day-to-day lives. Beloved, I am so persuaded that this can be a time of new beginnings for you, an opening of unlimited possibilities in God, and a fulfillment of your dreams and heart's desires. Praise God. Well, I've gone over time. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for listening. The announcer will give you our contact information. We'll pick up tomorrow and conclude, Lord willing. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,